When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio.
Yeah, happy Football Friday to you. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, Reginald Atitula hanging out with you. Gearing up for a fantastic football Saturday that's coming up, which is headlined, of course, by Texans off in Kansas City facing off against the Chiefs. That should be a very fun one. Of course, you can hear that right here on Sports Radio 610. Starting at 9 a.m. is when Sean is set to get you going for that noon kick here in the great city of Houston. Hope you're having a great day and getting involved with us on the text line, 713-572-4610. Somebody said being scared of Russell Wilson is crazy. The Pittsburgh Steelers?
Well, we were talking about the Chargers and the Ravens.
Yeah, we were talking about the Chargers and Ravens. Yeah. And I think the tough thing about it, because again, somebody mentioned that they thought that the Texans would wash that Chargers team. And I understand that Chargers team last night that we saw, they had to fight their way back, right? They had to claw back into that game. And seeing that game, maybe I could see it. I can maybe see that kind of thought process if you go, oh, man, the Texans will run away and hide, but I don't know that the Texans have demonstrated themselves to be a runaway and hide team.
No,
right?
They have not.
The hide part would be possible, but with this defense, the runaway part is the part that I'm a little concerned with. But we'll talk more about all of this as we continue. Well, one of the things with this game is just the familiar faces that the Texans will see in this one. Obviously, Justin Reed is one of those guys, mm-hmm. and then the one that has been making news recently. Charles Menehu, who has returned recently for the Kansas City Chiefs to add that outside pressure on the pass rush. Now, I mean, obviously played here with these Texans for a while. And
went to UT, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. He's a Texas. Is he from
He's
Texas?
He's from Houston, right? Lived in Austin. I'm going to get to this in a little bit, but he went through the whole thing in the entirety of the podcast. Went to Houston, born in Houston. Went to Texas and Austin, lived in Dallas for a while. So he's
all over the place.
He's a Texas guy.
Yeah, he like me. He like me for real.
Yeah. He really is.
Been all over this great state of Texas. But now he is playing for a team that was formerly called the Dallas Texans, the Kansas City Chiefs. And in I guess, I don't even remember when this particular podcast happened, but he started talking about the Texans organization, mm-hmm. and apparently no love lost there.
Okay, if you hear the clip that's making the round.
Yes.
You're going to say, okay, bitter,
yeah.
you know, problem,
yes.
Get over it, all that. Let's listen to it first, then I'm going to explain something to you.
But at the end of the day, I'm going to make this clear. I don't f*** with this organization at all, and I cannot wait to play them, boy. I literally cannot wait. Yeah, it's definitely going to be some fire with it. Yeah.
All right, so that's fighting words, right? That's trash talk. That's a guy that's going to bring it. It's we got a grudge match upon us.
Yes,
you know, you couple that with Tim Settle, you know, and what we, you know, we heard from him.
I didn't think Tim Settler was going to be the guy in front.
All of a sudden, he's there.
But I mean, if you get, especially if you follow the folks on the beat who will go into the locker room frequently and talk to folks, Tim Settle's always giving you something interesting.
Yeah,
he's always giving. He is an interesting dude. He's got a lot of personality, and that shows in any video that you catch or any quote really that you catch of him talking.
And but here's the thing. So I actually listened to the entirety of that interview. It was like 14 minutes. And if you listen to it, I got a question for Texans fans. How were you feeling about that time that Charles Omenihu was here? How were you feeling about the direction of this organization, about how they ran things, about how they lied and were, you know, they told different stories. You know, they were just an organization that had no direction. David Culley and Lovie Smith.
Yeah.
And of course, Jack Easterby.
Oh, boy.
And just some of the ways that the team just fell off a cliff on the field as well, and misusing players. If you listen to that whole, he said what he said. And I'm not trying to defend Charles Omenihu, but I would highly encourage people to listen to that, because everything that he talked about in that podcast, from how they misused him, how they sent him mixed messages, how they would tell him one thing and do something else, we were all talking about that. I mean, that's what this organization, we were all saying the same thing. Figure you were here. I mean, it was like, what are they doing? They're dysfunctional, you know, et cetera, et cetera. He's just the one that actually, that was a player that actually said it out loud.
Yeah, I remember seeing him roll his eyes when Jack Easterby was going through the stretch line.
He didn't shake his hand.
Yeah, he just kind of rolled his eyes a little bit. I'm like, damn. But no, I understand what he said. I was actually shocked that he said F the organization type thing, because right now it's a little different. I mean, the only person that's still here is, what, Nick Caserio?
Yeah.
But and that's probably the person that traded him.
Well, he talked about Nick Caserio on the podcast, too.
Yeah.
He said he was telling him things he didn't want to hear, and how they moved him to the inside and then the outside. He actually said, you know, and people are wrong on this. You know, they seem to think that, you know, J.J. Watt and he had a thing. Because I think there was something on field where J.J. told him, you know, adamantly to do something. Whatever it was, he's talking about J.J. Watt like one of his friends. Like he said, J.J. Watt helped me become a pro and all this other stuff. And if it wasn't for him, you know, I don't know how I would have handled it. Like, the clip itself is very, very misleading.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, it's Mark Schler with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah. And as a Texans fan, I understand why you would be like, okay, like, let's gear up. Let's go against this guy.
Yeah.
Because he said FR organization. Like, I get it. Yeah. But he kind of had it rough here, man. Like,
he had it rough.
Even with Bill O'Brien. I think he was one of the people in Bill O'Brien's doghouse at one point.
But he actually thanked Bill O'Brien, too, for drafting him and letting him have his rookie year, which was kind of a good moment for him. And then it went straight down there. And then there was confusion and dysfunction and everything else. Look, he said those words. He's going to try to back him up. He's a factor in this game. He's only played three games, and he's getting better every week.
Yeah.
Anybody who's like, screw that guy. You were saying this. I was.
Well,
I was saying the same damn thing.
On the text line, 832, watch the whole interview. He's a crybaby. And someone says,
I watched the whole interview. He was not a crybaby.
Okay. Y'all will have y'all
disagree. Was you watch.
Yeah. And then from the 979, bro, Bill O'Brien and Easterby are gone. We hate them too. What's a man who on? And that's the thing that I kind of got. I was like, look, man, I think it's absolutely reasonable to have some of those, a lot of those feelings about that time, because as you've rightfully detailed, it seems like we all kind of had those. Yeah. I mean, that is part of what made the Texans, and I say this with no, like, with no glee, a little bit of a laughingstock in this league for a period of time.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, like, this organization rightfully turned over and changed course. And I don't know that it's fair to, like, necessarily group those things together, but I guess when you talk about it, when you're going into a game against an opponent, it don't necessarily have to be fair. Like, one of the things we know about athletes is that they be making stuff up. Didn't we watch a whole 10-hour documentary where a large part of it was just Michael Jordan making up slights to be able to get his rocks off so that he could go be great?
Yeah.
You know, then I do wonder if that is what – I wonder if that's what Charles Menehu is doing here.
I think the other thing, too, I think just the simple fact he said it out loud just kind of
– That's it. Bingo.
Because Justin Reed played here, too.
Yeah.
Played almost the same amount of time that he was here.
And DeAndre Hopkins, when they were asked about it yesterday, like, oh, nothing but respect for the organization. You know that ain't true.
Yeah. So I think, honestly, even Justin Reed is a very nice guy, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he wanted to put it to the Texans, too, because the Texans the one that didn't want to sign him back.
Mm-hmm.
So they felt like that they needed to move on from him. So I'm sure he feels some type of way too. But it's the simple fact that Charles actually said it. And said, "I want to."
That's it.
I want to take it to that team. I want to ball out against that team.
He did say it, and so like he has to own it.
Yeah.
And that's going to be one of the major things to watch is that defensive line versus this Texans offensive line. This, I guess, new look again.
Yeah.
Texas offensive line for the what is it, third time new look. Offensive line, that is going to be something that is worth watching. But you did mention that other guys were talking about this. And, of course, the revenge game aspect, it feels like that sits very strongly with the Charles Menehu. Does that sit with DeAndre Hopkins? Your first time playing your former Texas team, does it add more juice?
No, it doesn't. I still live in Houston as well. I know some of those guys. So, you know, I see them in offseason. But it doesn't really have any more significant than, you know, any other game to me.
See, now this is two different tracks of the same thing, because D-Hop got treated as bad or worse than Omenihu.
Oh, man.
Like, as bad or worse. But D-Hop is basically saying, and we've gotten some of this on the text board, like, hey, those guys are all gone. Figgy, you alluded to that. They're all gone. Why is he still mad? Well, people react differently. Some people are like D-Hop, and clearly he's like, I like most of those guys. My problems are all gone. Whereas Omenihu is like, he's that guy that got fired from a company and 20 years later is still holding a grudge. You know, and it's a whole different regime.
But even with DeAndre Hopkins' situation, everybody is gone from that that whole front office, Bill O'Brien. Everybody that was there at that time is gone.
Right. But he's doing it differently than DeHop.
Yeah, so he probably don't have an issue with that.
Mm-hmm.
But Charles Omenihu, Nick Caserio is still there. And he mentioned how, I guess, Nick Caserio was the one trying to have him inside, outside, was kind of that. So he probably still feels some type of way because it wasn't that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
It was only like 2 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Do you think that D-Hop and Steven Nelson, or sorry, not D-Hop, Charles Menehu and Steven Nelson, like, happy to kind of have that opportunity to kind of talk trash a little bit?
I'm interested to see what Steven Nelson does, if anything, in this game, because if Kansas City wins, oh, we'll hear from him.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to dust off that podcast he's been doing once in a while.
We'll hear from him. It was just fascinating to me because when I first heard the cut as well, just the cut, I was like, come on. And then I heard the whole interview. I'm like, well, you know, he's kind of saying what we all said.
See, when I heard it, I was kind of shocked because I'm like, dang, I know he has some issues here, but I figured those issues was gone, and he probably like, you know what, I ain't got a problem personally with the organization, but just the people that was moving me all over the place and selling me false hope and all this other stuff. Mm-hmm. I thought it would have been that, but he just went out guns blazing, like, F that whole record label.
Yeah.
So at least we know that in one aspect, there'll be some passion. And that shows up in addition to just the football of it all.
There is
going to
be
game.
Some bad. We got a grudge match
in some way, shape, or form. Shout out to what is it, Veldrin on the Twitch chat saying so many grown men caught up in their feelings. That's sports for you, baby. Like we may not get into like soap operas or telenovelas in that same way, but that sports deliver that same drama for us.
Yeah,
and there's a little drama for you in this one as the Texans face off against the Chiefs tomorrow at noon. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you hanging out with us on a Football Friday. Let's get into our question of the day. Joe Burrow, Brock Purdy, and Patrick Mahomes were three quarterbacks who engaged in the annual tradition of getting their offensive linemen some cool gifts. What's the most unique Christmas tradition that you have, or best Christmas gift that you've gotten? 713-572-4610. We'll discuss it next.